have some questions. Ashwalata has one question. Some older devotee approaches you during japa to do service. What should you do? What should you do if some younger devotee approaches you? Well, younger or older, if this is some kind of authorized, important service, then one has to do. Well, we're servants, so our business is to do service. As much as we like to meditate on the holy name when we're in our japa period, but still, we're asking for service. So that's what chanting Hare Krishna is about. So when service really comes along, then we have to accept that. If it's something that's less important, if it's not some kind of quote-unquote official service, but some young devotee is just simply talking about service, then we should just say, Prabhu, Mataji, can we just discuss this at a later time? I'm chanting my japa. Because ultimately chanting japa is about meditation, and meditation should be undisturbed. That's part of our, that's the bliss of the morning program. But other things do go on in the morning program. People do services. We have devotees who have to milk cows during Mangal Aarti. There's devotees in the kitchen who are cooking, preparing breakfast. Pujaris are on the altar. So they don't, they're doing service, so others can do service. I can also do service if it's something that's really required of me. And we should be ready to do the needful. The other question is from Marcel. What about social media? What's my take on social media? Well, I'm personally not on social media, but I use social media. My vlogs are out there, Facebook, Instagram, I don't even know what else, but it's happening. And that's because people are out there, so I should be out there as well. How much is this something that Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis should use? With discretion and caution, the chances are probably that devotees, younger devotees, are ODing on it and using it more than they should. Telex is not something that people really know of anymore. It was a communication media in our time, in Srila Prabhupada's time. It came to the fore during the time that Srila Prabhupada was with us. When Prabhupada heard, he was really quite alarmed. He says, "Why do you want to use that? Why isn't your existing means of communication sufficient? Write letters, use a telephone." Prabhupada's concern, reaction was, you use it for pujapa. Things that facilitate communication, as do these different quote-unquote social media, I think they're quite unsocial, but that's another topic, are dangerous. And pujapa, niyamagraha, these are jana sangas chalolyam cha sadbir bhakti. This is one of the things that destroys one's devotional creeper. So devotees should use the social media with caution. I've said it. I don't use it. I don't see myself personally using it. For me, email and Viber and WhatsApp is already too much. Sometimes it's really too much. I don't indulge in things that I don't consider to be really important, I will answer them. So I relate. I preferred the days of yore of letter writing, although I haven't said that. I don't write letters anymore, just because I don't have time. So so be careful, and if you use it, use it with discretion. The question is, have you got discretion? Okay, the last question is from Gornitai, and he wants to know that the Apandavas became disturbed, upset, and in terms of how they were being treated, especially in the dice game, and they wanted to retaliate. It was only Yudhishthira Maharaj that really kept his composure. His question is, what makes Yudhishthira Maharaj so special? My answer is that Yudhishthira Maharaj, amongst the Pandavas, Yudhishthira Maharaj is not the one who is special. The special one, by devotional measure, is Arjuna. Why? Because we see speciality or uniqueness on the basis of love for Krishna. And Arjuna has, amongst the Pandavas, the greatest love for Krishna. Now that said, we should keep in mind that they are all transcendentalists. They are Krishna's eternal associates. So greater affection, lesser affection, it's all part of their loving exchanges with Krishna. And that's fine, and that's all. That Yudhishthira Maharaj is more tolerant. Well, this is his sort of what comes out to us as more his religious nature. It's certainly very appropriate, but that does not make him greater, because you don't measure transcendentalists by their conduct. Vaishnavera kriya mudra vikyana bujo. Don't judge devotees who have love of God by their conduct. That's the warning of nectar of devotion. That Bhima is impetuous and sometimes appears to be bragging. That's part of his spiritual nature, his eternal identity. It's not a defect. It's part of the variety in Krishna's associates. So Yudhishthira Maharaj is special. They're all special, but of them all, Arjuna is the most special because he has the most love for Krishna. Hare Krishna.